From NPR News, this is Day to Day, and now mozzarella and the mob. Japan and South Korea have both blocked imports of buffalo mozzarella from Italy. They're worried that the cheese is tainted with a cancer-causing chemical, and this all could be traced back to the mafia in Naples, Italy. Marketplace's Bob Moon is here now to explain this connection. And Bob, the mafia in Naples, are they now in the buffalo mozzarella business? Explain,
well,
please.
No, there is kind of a very strange link here. And as you might imagine, this is really touching off alarm bells for a major industry in Italy. Have you ever tried buffalo mozzarella from
Italy?
I have.
It's delicious.
Yeah, you haven't lived until you have. It costs twice as much as the stuff they make with cow's milk. And they say buffalo milk is the best for making this kind of mozzarella. And there are about 250,000 buffalo that graze throughout the Naples region. That happens to be the same area where environmental officials have been dealing with a garbage crisis for more than a decade now. And officials blame it on the local mafia. The mafia apparently controls everything from incinerators that are in short supply to many landfill sites, and those landfills are basically full. So lately, it seems the locals have been turning to burning piles of garbage in the streets and in open fields, and health officials say that's included industrial waste being burned, and it's believed that that's put dioxin in the air. They're also checking to see if it wound up in feed that's been given to the buffalo. And there's also been a lot of toxic waste dumped illegally. We're apparently talking thousands of tons here. And there's fear that that's led to contamination of the water buffalo herds. Last week, Italian officials put 66 of those herds under quarantine amid these reports of high dioxin levels. Now that's causing worries, as you say, in countries that import this cheese from Italy.
So Japan and South Korea, they're worried that their mozzarella has dioxin in it now?
Yeah, the Italian authorities say that this is a huge overreaction, though. The country's foreign minister says it's totally exaggerated and unjustified. He says they've checked 132 producers, and they've only found 9 cases where traces of dioxin turned up. This is a huge industry, Madeline. It's one of the poorer regions of Italy, and you've got about 20,000 workers. They produce about 33,000 tons of this cheese every year, and a big share of that is exported. So you can understand why the Italian authorities are very sensitive about this. They're trying to get out in front of this right now. This is how the country's health ministry addressed the issue today. One official there said the public needs to avoid the kind of panic seen during the bird flu scare.
Okay, so serious business. What about here in the U.S.? Do we import it?
Well, we do. Undoubtedly, this is being watched by U.S. authorities. We haven't heard anything about any ban or any official reaction here in this country yet. The European Union is very well aware that this could have global impact. It's been pressuring Italy for a long time now to do something about this problem. And with these latest reports, EU officials have asked for safety assurances from the Italian authorities by today. South Korea says it's going to start doing its own testing just to make sure.
Okay, thank you, Bob. That's Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.